Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Upside the nugget, or right upside your fanny, Willis.
Yes, exactly. What you talking about, Willis?
That's Soros,
what we've got to talk about today.
Yeah, according to the Gateway Pundit, the George Soros-funded district attorney going for Trump. We talked about this yesterday. And we've got a couple sound bites we're going to play for you in segment two.
Yep, we sure do.
We're sorry to have to do this to you because listening to her voice is so...
It's awful. You know what it reminded me of in her statement that we'll play for you? I'm just envisioning the Queen of Hearts screeching, "Off with their heads."
No kidding.
You know, as she's standing there in Alice in Wonderland, you know, and it's, well, that's probably a pretty decent comparison, actually, considering the la-la land that all the left is stuck in today.
Yep, wiffle bats to the... all Soros-funded elected officials in any capacity.
That's right.
But you know what it reminded me of is like Maxine Waters meets Kamala Harris. That's what that voice sounded like.
Yes, yes, definitely. You know,
and it's just shrill. And this is not a district attorney. This is an activist.
Right.
I mean, you sound, the way she talks, she is 100% an activist.
That's right.
And well, I'll let you judge for yourselves, but that was my impression. All right, Lady Liberty, what do we got going on here? You want to get
right let's get right into the word of the day,
yes,
so that we can get to the news, the not so great news, as compared to the good news of the gospel.
That's right.
And you know, something fascinating, today's word of the day is a random turning, as well as, well, they almost always are. And what we covered yesterday was interesting from Jeremiah chapter 50, and I believe it was 33 through 40. And what I failed to cover in that whole section was all of the statements about the sword being upon the Chaldeans.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And the sword being upon all of those in Babylon. And, well, lo and behold, and I even mentioned on our channel, geez, I feel really bad for having missed that whole point, you know, the sword being against them so strongly.
Yeah.
And even in the pictures that I had saved to post on that channel, there are pictures of an angel with the sword, you know, an angel of the Lord holding a sword.
Imagery of the scripture.
Yeah,
that
I didn't even know what, you know, that was a random turning. I picked the picture a couple days before we even turned there. And so interesting that I failed to go over it, but the random turning for today came out of another verse in Daniel that refers right back to it.
Okay, well, I have a quick confession to make.
Yes.
Also, I messed up yesterday. Some of the listeners caught it. The show that I had uploaded was the wrong audio file. It was actually from Trump Tuesday from the 1st of August. And I had mislabeled it 15th of August. But so if you listen to that, and it didn't sound right, then...
like it sounded like last week's.
I fixed that yesterday right around, I think, noon. So if you listen to the Podbean version of yesterday's show, then what you heard was Trump Tuesday from August 1st. If you want to listen to that and you missed it, you missed the live broadcast, you can go back, refresh your webpage or your app, just refresh and then download the Trump Tuesday from this week. August 15th is the correct audio file.
Right.
So I want to let everyone know that. So, all right.
Yeah. Well, and good job, by the way, because We were trying to get to the bottom of what the big discrepancy was.
Right. I found it. It was me.
Yeah. Well, and we had heard it correctly from the station when we listened to it. And so that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Daniel chapter 2, verses 19 through 29, which read, "Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, 'Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's demand.' Therefore, Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus to him, 'Do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Take me before the king, and I will tell the king the interpretation.' Then Arioch quickly brought Daniel before the king and said thus to him, 'I have found a man of the captives of Judah who will make known to the king the interpretation.' The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, 'Are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation?' Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, 'The secret which the king has demanded the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head upon your bed were these.'" And that's it. And
wow.
And
yeah.
So that's really fascinating, because like we were describing yesterday in the word of the day from Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 35 through 38 are directly reflective upon those verses.
Yes.
And so it says, let me just go over that one more time so that we can point it out today, which is amazing, that here's basically what it's referring to exactly in Daniel.
Yes.
It says, "A sword is against the Chaldeans, says the Lord, against the inhabitants of Babylon, and against her princes and her wise men. A sword is against the soothsayers, and they will be fools. A sword is against her mighty men, and they will be dismayed. A sword is against their horses, against their chariots, and against all the mixed peoples who are in her midst, and they will become like women. A sword is against her treasures, and they will be robbed. A drought is against her waters, and they will be dried up. For it is the land of carved images, and they are insane with their idols." And so, well, that's pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
That is here we've got Jeremiah, who's speaking at an entirely different time and place ahead of Daniel. And God is referring exactly to what Daniel was talking about as he was saying it himself.
Yes.
And so God, the God of the whole universe that's timeless, he speaks across all the times.
Right. And Jeremiah and Daniel were alive at the same time, but they weren't comparing notes.
Right,
you know?
Right.
This is coming directly to them, through them, from God, and it matches up.
Right. And a great way to summarize what we just read there is to, this is the summary from my Bible notes. And it says, "Recognize and speak open praise to God for his sovereignty over all circumstances, even those strongly adverse to you. Believe that he will equip you to prevail in adversity." And as far as intercedes before God, as Daniel intercedes before God, identifying with the sins of those whom you pray, base all petitions on the desire to glorify God's name. And that too points back to when we were talking about humility, that when we you know, from 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it says, if you who are called by my name will seek my face and pray and humble yourselves,
right,
and repent, that he will save the land. Well, this was one of those verses that we referred to as being humble and having humility, was where Daniel prayed and identified with all of those terrible sins that he didn't have, that he, right, that weren't his.
He was praying for repentance and asking for forgiveness for the sins of his country.
Right, but he said, "And his, for my sins."
Right,
he identified with his people's sins, even though it's Daniel. You know, I mean, this is, yes, this is Daniel who wasn't guilty of upholding idols or anything horrible like,
right,
that, and yet he was humble enough to pray right along with them and claim their wickedness and repent of it.
Yeah,
and. Well, that's just a fascinating thing right there, and the fact that God looks to answer his prayers because of his humility.
And that's worth taking note of as we pray for our country
today.
You know, because we, you know, all, while we're wiffle batting the communists to, you know, keep them back and at bay, we have sins in the church.
Right.
I mean, even if it's just, you know, apathy.
Yeah,
and yeah.
If it's cowardice,
inaction, and plenty of other things, but we also have what you might call, you know, even witchcraft or other types of doctrines of demons creeping into our churches.
Yeah, and, idol worship, even when you put, right, something else above God.
Right, and all of that is, it's not just, oh, look at the drag queens, although, you know, they're evil, and you know, we should stand against it, which is true, but also we've got our own house to clean up as well.
Yep, that's right.
And so when we pray, even if you've got it all together like Daniel did, you're not out there doing all this stuff. You have sound biblical doctrine. You're not engaged in any of these things that's happening across our country, but you're an American. You're a Christian. This, right, is a Christian nation. And we need to take it back.
That's,
and
right,
starting off with humility and take ownership of that. Why this is happening? It is happening on our watch.
That's right.
Even though we might not be doing it, we need to go to the Lord like that, with that kind of humility. That's how he listened to Daniel's prayers, as, yes, you just pointed out.
Right. Well, and yeah, that's just awesome, you know, and the fact that his sovereignty is over all of our circumstances, and even those that are strongly adverse to us, and,
right,
and to believe that he will equip us to prevail in adversity. That's fantastic, because that's exactly what we're looking at right now, is mountains of adversity.
Yeah.
And where the enemy has all the advantage. And mostly through all of these electronic fraud run elections. They've,
yeah,
got complete control. They've got the high ground, people. And so we still have to trust that God will equip us to prevail.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's some really good, that's some good scripture right there.
That is,
that's
awesome.
Really good. Thank you for that.
Well, and, praise God.
Yeah,
praise,
I'm glad
God is just awesome.
The Lord just directed you right to it. And what a good discussion too.
So we, oh, can, yeah,
apply this.
Yeah, fascinating stuff.
All right, so we're talking about Daniel chapter
2, verses 19 through 28.
19 through 28.
Yeah, I originally said 19 through 29, but it actually cuts off at 28.
Okay, well, that's good enough.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you for that.
Yep, praise God.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break here real quick. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Helping to get you rapture ready. It's imminent. It's coming down to the wire. And where this is going, people are talking about wildfires burning. And I think that what we're seeing, the birth pangs that we're seeing, are foreshadowings of what's coming. We know a third of the earth is going to be burned up by fire. A,
yikes,
third of the earth is going to be consumed by fire. Billions of people are going to die in,
yikes,
what's coming. Go to JesusAppears.com to learn about how to get rapture ready so you can escape what these foreshadowings are pointing to, what's coming. All right. We'll be back. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We'll be right back. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
When you get right down to it, nothing good has ever come from any government that promises to be all things to all people. This is especially true when it comes to our safety and well-being. Sometimes I cringe at the nanny state mentality of the globalists, socialists, and otherwise anti-Americanists who think they know better than ourselves just what's good for us. That brings to mind another great quote from the late President Ronald Reagan when he said, "I don't believe in a government that protects us from ourselves." They've forgotten the warnings of our founding fathers and so many others who have gone before us, who have warned us that it's not ourselves we need protection from, it's the government itself. And why shouldn't we listen to those voices? I mean, how could 400 million dead citizens worldwide in the past 120 years be wrong? I'm Violet Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you all who have stepped up to contribute to our airtime fund. We're going into our fourth year, and so we've been doing this, kicking it off now. Going on 4 years, and we are, this year we're just about $3,600 short. So thank you for those of you who have contributed, just any amount, $5, $10, $20, or $5, $10, $20 a month. Or right now we're talking about a one-time fee to help bump that up there and get that adjusted up. And speaking of adjusting, I adjusted the thermometer.
Oh, great.
So,
okay,
yeah,
good.
I added that. So anyway, that's all updated now. But if you want to keep us on the air, we appreciate you prayerfully considering helping us out there. Go to RadioFreeReadout.com and click on the donate button to find out how. All right, Lady Liberty, we've got a couple sound bites here, but we've got another update here. Mike Lindell?
Yes, we've got, this is kind of an action item for today. This is something that's really super exciting. This is the Election Crime Bureau Summit. You know, the left held their How to Rig the Election Summit earlier this year. I believe they did that in April.
Yeah.
And we talked about that on the show. And so they all got together their greatest masterminds of fraud and who knows what they came up with for trying to, you know, steal the next election.
Oh, no.
However,
they're working on it.
Yeah. So we've got the response to that right here. It's the Election Crime Bureau Summit that is going to last 2 days, starting today at 9 a.m. And who this is Mike Lindell, being hosted by Emerald Robinson. And they've got a whole huge lineup. They've got Rudy Giuliani, Ken Paxton, Mike Lindell, Clint Curtis, Justice Gableman, Tina Peters, Kevin Cry, Marilyn Todd, Sharona Bishop, Laura Loomer, and quite a few others. And that's just on the first day. This starts at 9 a.m. and goes to 9 p.m. tonight. And the day two starts tomorrow and same time, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. because their lineup is outstanding, defining the problem with our election platforms, the plan to secure our elections immediately, and how we convert the plan to action, etc.
Yes.
And so this event will be live streamed today at 9 a.m. on frankspeech.com. And to register, go to lindellevent.com. And that's Lindell with two L's, L-I-N-D-E-L-L, event.com. And type in the code TORE, T-O-R-E, to receive the free access to the live stream. And so that is just a fantastic thing. I can't wait to dig into that. That's going to be awesome.
Yep.
And to be followed on Monday the 26th by this indictment summary that Trump is going to be doing in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he is more or less going to sum up the entire scope of the election fraud, and he's saying it's gonna wipe out their entire prosecution.
Wow!
And so
outstanding.
So that will be on Monday the 26th, but today is the Election Crime Bureau Summit starting at 9 a.m.
Right. Oh, right. That's good. Okay, that's MikeLindell.com.
No, that is LindellEvent.com.
Okay.
With the code word TOR. T-O-R-E, like tore your clothes.
All right.
And
we're going to pull a lot of good evidence up.
Yep.
And, you know, like we just saw the meme, you know, if you get prosecuted for pointing out election fraud, there's election fraud.
Yes, exactly.
So, especially when you got Soros-backed district attorneys. They're activists.
Speaking
of that, we've got this audio file here from President Trump. And you want to?
Well, actually, I was going to play the Queen of Hearts. The Queen of Hearts statement. So just listen to the tone of this person's voice.
The
Good
Queen
grief.
Of Black Hearts.
Queen Willis. Here she goes.
The indictment alleges that rather than abide by Georgia's legal process for election challenges, the defendants engaged in a criminal racketeering enterprise to overturn Georgia's presidential election result. Subsequent to the indictment, as is the normal process in Georgia law, the grand jury issued arrest warrants for those who are charged. I am giving the defendants the opportunity to voluntarily surrender no later than noon on Friday, the 25th day of August, 2023. I remind everyone here that an indictment is only a series of allegations based on a grand jury's determination of probable cause to support the charges. It is now the duty of my office to prove these charges in the indictment beyond a reasonable doubt at trial.
Oh my goodness, that's so hard to listen to.
Well,
Maxine Waters meets Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was just getting ready to say, and off with his head. And
yeah, well, she would say that if she could get away with it.
Yes, but, exactly.
Well,
and that's spoken like a true Soros-backed Color of Change Fund recipient.
Yep. Well, and let's listen to a real American.
Let's do.
This is what a real American sounds
that's
like.
That's right.
More than $20 million from foreign countries while Crooked Joe was vice president, and probably a lot more than that. That's just the money they found. Not one of Joe Biden's defenders has even attempted to explain what Joe and his family did, including his children and his grandchildren. What were they doing getting all of this money? I believe we have a compromised president. He was bribed, and now he's being blackmailed. He's a Manchurian candidate. That's why Crooked Joe is letting other countries walk all over the United States. He's afraid to bring it up. He doesn't want to talk about it. He's petrified of China because they know exactly how much money has been given to him, and they know exactly where it is. China has paid him a fortune. Just think of what China has gotten for all that money. Biden shut down my administration's initiative targeting Chinese spies in the United States. He shut it down cold. He let China off the hook for COVID. He shut down the investigation into the origins of the China virus. He did nothing as China began setting up bases in Cuba, taking over South America, and threatening Taiwan. They even took over the Panama Canal. We spent a fortune building it. Jimmy Carter's administration sold it for $1. We lost 36,000 people building the Panama Canal. The mosquitoes got them. Malaria. The mosquitoes got them. And now China controls it. Russia and China are even doing military exercises near the Aleutian Islands, right off the coast of Alaska. And Biden sits back on his hands. He does nothing. This never would have happened if I was president. If they even thought about it, I would have shut it down instantly. There's no way they would have done any of this kind of thing, including Russia invading Ukraine would have never happened. And China wouldn't even be thinking about Taiwan right now. Crooked Joe's corruption is a glaring threat to national security. Between the millions and millions of dollars he's gotten from China and the millions of dollars from Ukraine, Joe Biden's greed and criminality is going to get us into World War III. We're going to be in World War III with this guy. Grossly incompetent man. Now the corrupt Biden DOJ is continuing the cover-up with the appointment of a special counsel to block further investigation. It's the very same U.S. attorney who cut Hunter Biden the scandalous plea deal that was such a scam it didn't survive the barest scrutiny in court. It was done under what's called blue slip. It wasn't picked in that position by President Trump. It was picked by the Democrat senators in the state. It's called a blue slip. You'll check it out. But they picked him. I didn't pick him. This is corruption like our country has never seen before. That is why as soon as I am reelected, I will appoint a real special counsel, or maybe you'll call it a special prosecutor, whatever you want to call it, you can, to look at all of these bribes, kickbacks, and other crimes, as well as the shameless attempt at a cover-up. Justice will be done. The Biden crime family will be looked at. We have to get there first. We have to win the election. They're trying to step in my way at every path because the one person they don't want to run is Donald Trump. But when we get there, the Biden crime family will pay a price like other people are being forced to pay. And that price will be very, very substantial. It'll be fair. But you know what? If they're guilty, they're going to be guilty. What they are doing to justice in this country has never even been thought of before. Thank you very much.
Well, there you have it, everyone. If you want to ban the electronic voting machines, make sure Trump gets in. Go to our website, radiofreeredoubt.com.
And that's a wrap. You guys have a blessed day. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.